On Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis, the bottom of the Mishnah. Before we start, I'll tell you a word that Reuven Goldberg told me, which I thought was very nice. Something a few amudim before. It says that Reb Elezer ben Arach explained what happened to him, but he went after the Mayonos, the springs of the Dimyonos, Dimyosum, whatever it was called. He forgot his learning. Says that in Pirkei Avos, Reb Elezer ben Arach was Mayan HaMiskaber. He was like a constantly renewing spring. So here, Reb Elezer ben Arach, the Mayan was Miskaber on him, the Mayonos of this place. Then in the end, maybe he was Miskaber over the Mayonos, and he remembered his learning. It's interesting, the terminology the Mishnah uses, Mayan HaMiskaber, hints to the Mayonos that may have been Miskaber on him. Okay, the Mishnah. Mona Odomus Orchovi es Parparosa Mipiva Velomin Aksa. A person has a party, and he has a list of people that he invited and courses that he's going to serve. So he's allowed to mention them by heart, but not to read them from a prepared list. And the Gemara will explain why. Mapis Odomin Bonov in Bene Beso al Ashulchan, Vachlo Iskavan Lassos Monegadola Kineged Monegatana. Person's allowed to make a goro, a lottery, with his family to decide who gets which portion or whatever, as long as he doesn't make some of the portions big and some small. Matil and Chaloshin al Kodshim Biyontif, you're allowed to make a goro, also a lottery on the various portions of Korbonos, on Yontif, Avalo al Amonos, but not on the Monos. And I'm going to explain what the difference, what we're talking about. Rashi, Parparoso, Mine Madonim, the different dishes that you're serving, you're allowed to mention them and go over the courses only orally. Avalomen Aksav, and Kosav Mir of Shabbos, Kach Vekach Orchim, Ploni Uploni Zimanti, Kadesh Lo Yishkechem, Lo Yikrav Oso Ksav Shabbos. If you have a list of guests and a list of courses and foods, you're not allowed to read from that list on Shabbos. But you're only allowed to remember it orally. The Gemara Mefarish Tana, the Gemara explain the reason. Mefis Loshin Pais, Matal Pais Lechalek Mi Magia Kol Mona V'Mona. You're allowed to make a lottery to designate who gets which portion, as long as they're all the same portions. Uvevachlo Yiskaven La'aso Shi Amona Shavos. If all the portions are equal, Velote Achas Kedola V'Achas Ktana. One shouldn't be big and small, and in that way you're designating somebody is zochet to the big one, somebody is the small one. That you can't do. Liskos Bigdula Hazochal Piagoro. The one who wins the lottery gets the bigger portion. And the one who loses the lottery gets a smaller one. The Gemara Mefarish Tana. The Gemara will explain the reason. Chaloshim is Gorolos, is lotteries. Al HaKodshim Bein HaKohanim. Avalo Al HaMonos, Gemara Mefarish. My timer, Rabbei Boy Omer Gzeira Shami Yimchok. Beboy says the reason is we're afraid that you may come to a race, that you'll, on Shabbos you'll realize that this guy didn't show up, or this one you don't want to invite, and you'll erase his name. Or this course you decided to delete or whatever, and you'll come to erase it. Abaya Omer Gzeira Shami Yikra Bishtori Had Yotos. Abaya says, it's a Gzeira that we're afraid that if we let him read from these kinds of lists, he'll come to read from Shtori Had Yotos. Rashi, my time of Aloman Aksav, why can't you read a list of guests and a menu? Shami Yimchok, Min HaOrchim. Right, he'll erase some of the guests. Sheirish Lohechim Lohem Kol Tzorchim. He'll see he doesn't have enough courses, doesn't have enough food, and he'll have to, tell his shamans to not to invite everybody. The Yischarit Shazim and Yosem and Aroy, he'll have Charota, they invited too many people. The Yimchok Min Aksav, Kadesh Lohikrim HaShamash. And he'll erase them that the shamans shouldn't go and call them. Kol Honi Shami Yikra Bishtori Had Yoto, Shomneko Chomem Kamar. And the second reason is, Bayez says, the reason is because we're afraid that if we let him read these kinds of menus, he'll also read from Shtori Had Yoto. Shtori Had Yoto, Rashi says, is Shtori Mekachu Memkar. They're, contracts and things that have to do with business, which you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. And the Tosa says, Lav Davka Shtori Mekachu Memkar, but Shtori Had Yoto, or any documents or whatever, even letters, that are not Sorech Shabbos. And either they're usher to read because they're Stam Uvda Dechol, they're weekday kinds of things, not Shabbos-tika things, or because they're also Batiltel, because they're not, they have no Shabbos use, So there's some pieces of paper with information written on it. There is no shaychus to Shabbos. You can't, they're muktzah. My binai, what's the difference whether the reason is because you may erase it or because you may come to read other kinds of documents that are also to read on Shabbos? Ika binai, the cause of a kosel midli. It's written on the wall and it's high up. So, you can't go erase it. It's high up on the wall. So you're not going to erase it. L'man d'yomer shem yikra chashinan. But the one who holds it, we're afraid you may come to read shtori hedyotos. If you read what's on the wall, you may come to taka read these kinds of shtoros that are asur. Rashi, the kosa minyona kosa b'dyo. It's written with ink on the wall. Umidli she'eno magia l'shom limchok. It's high up and you won't be able to erase it. That's what the Gemara thinks right now is the difference. L'maisa, the one who holds that you can't, that the reason is because you can't erase it, why doesn't he hold the reason that we're afraid that maybe you'll come to read Shtori Hedyoto? So even though in this situation you won't be able to erase it, the other reason should come in, even for the other person. Why doesn't he hold the both reasons? The sul, the shema yimchok l'chayshina, just because something is written on a wall high up, we're not choshish that maybe you'll come to erase it. Vatanya lo yikra lo orhaner. We have a similar gzeira, right? That even if it's not probable or possible, still lo plug. The Rabbanan made the isser across the board, even where it's not possible. But lemaisa, since the gzeira is you're not allowed to read by candlelight because you may come to adjust the candle. V'omer Rabba, afilu gavosh te komos, afilu gavosh te mardos, afilu asara batim zal gamizeh. Even if the candle is 10 floors up, and you're not going to get up there you can't just move it. It's way above you, right? It's heights of two people above you, or the heights of two whips above you, right? It's impossible that you should, in the middle of reading, come to adjust it. It's too high. Still, it's awesome, right? Why? Because the low plug. Because otherwise people are going to say, well, it's a little bit higher than me or whatever, and in the end, the Gzeira will not be Miskayim. So we say that they made it across the board. Same thing over here. Right? Even though right now in this situation you can't erase it, if we let you read off the wall, right, you'll end up reading it when it's close, and you'll end up coming to erase. Ella, ikabinayo de kosva koso le mitosi. Right? It's written on the wall, and it's low down. Laman de omer shemeyim chok chayshina. The one who holds that we're afraid you may come to erase it, so we may come to erase it. It's written with ink, and it's on the wall, and it's within your range, so that's awesome. Now the Gemara says, but if it's written on the wall, we're not afraid to, what's it called, that you'll come to read other kinds of documents. Good, the bishtar lo michlif. People don't mix up. First of all, you don't write these kinds of contracts or whatever on a wall. Right? People need them to put them away. They don't leave them on the wall. So, or according to Tosis, you don't write letters on the wall. So you're not going to make a mistake, what's it called, if something's written on a wall, to come and read contracts or whatever. Right, okay, whatever, yeah, whatever. But that's not, no, people knows the difference between something written on a wall and something written in a contract. So Mara says, L'man d'yomer shema yikra lechu shema yimchok. The opposite, right? If we're afraid, you may come to read contracts, but the one who holds that the reason it's also is because you may come to, why doesn't he hold that it's also because maybe you come to erase? That's also a reasonable gzeira. Why would he hold only because of this reason? The other reason also applies. It's what's it called, not written at all, but it's engraved. You can't erase an engravement, right? It's engraved, what's it called, deep down. Some say if it's engraved in a way that it's bolate, you could erase it. To break off the thing, but if it's down, there's nothing you can do to erase it, pretty much. There we're not afraid. And it's not on the wall. It's on a tavla or a pinkus. It's on a tablet, and it's engraved in the tablet. The one who says the reason is because you may come to erase it, here you're not going to come to erase it. But the one who holds it, you may come to read contracts, here it's something movable. Even though it's engraved, you may come to read a contract, even if you're reading this engraved thing. The Gemara says, L'maisa, the one who holds you can't erase it, that reason doesn't apply. But why doesn't he hold of the other reason? That maybe you'll come to read contracts. The chitema tavlu pinkas bishbaro michlif, that the machlokas is whether something that's written on a movable luach, on a tablet or whatever, an engraved, right, is that similar to a contract or not? One holds it is, and one holds it's not. So the one who holds that it's not similar to a contract, well, isn't afraid you'll come to read, and he also holds you're not going to come to erase. And the other one holds that, he holds it both reasons too, but he holds that if you're going to come to read it, you'll come to read it over there too. For Tanya, Modna Adam Kama Bifni Mi Bifni Mutan Bachu, the Kama Manus Osid Laniach Lifnehem, Michsav Shal Gabi Akoso, Avalo Michsav Shal Gabi Tavlo Pinkas. There's a Ferisha Braisa that you're allowed to read a menu, right, from off the wall, but not from on a movable tablet, even if it's engraved. Zemara says, Hechi Domi, Ile Midichsiv Michtav, if it's talking where it's written with ink, Maishnohocha, both of them should be Osir. The wall should be Osir, like we said before. You can erase something off a wall, right? And also, what's it called? Elalav Dechai. It's talking where it's engraved. That's why we're not afraid of erasing. So what are we afraid of? That you'll confuse it with other documents. Mashma, only from the wall you won't confuse it with other documents. But if it's on a movable tablet, even though it's engraved, you will confuse it. Uktani michtav shal gabi akosul, avalo michtav shal gabi tavlo pinkas. Ela la'olam dekosav akosul umidli. Talking again where it's on the wall and it's high up. So for the reason, both reasons, you're not going to confuse a wall with what's it called, with a star, and you're also not going to come to erase it because it's high up. The kashiloch the rabba, that which you had the kash of rabba, that when the rabbanan asserts something, the asserted even in a situation where it's improbable because of lo plug, the rabba tanoi, rabba, what he said, lo plug is a machlokas tanoi. The tanya, mona adam es orchovi es parparos mipiv avolomen aksav. Right, the person is allowed to mention the list of guests and courses orally, but not to read it from a list. Rav Acha mater niksav shal gabi kosel, and Rav Acha says it's mutter if it's written on the wall. Heichidami, how's it written on the wall? Ilei midiksiv mitata, if it's written low down, lechus shemi yimchok. Everybody holds it. You'd be afraid you'd erase it off the wall. El alav de kosev umidli, it's talking where it's written and it's high up. And you see, there's a machlokas tanoim, whether something written on the wall high up, if you're choshish or not. One holds that we say lo plug, and you are choshish, and the other one holds written on the wall, and it's high up, we're not choshish. Shema mino. And that's the machlokas over here, whether something written on a wall high up, if you're what's it called, choshish, for lo plug, and therefore you may come to erase it, but everybody holds that if it's written on the wall, you're not going to confuse it with what's it called, with a shtar. And the other one holds, it's also because even though it's high up, low plug. And even if you can't come to erase it, you may come to read it when it's lower on the wall, and you will come to erase it. Shema mino. V'hani tanoi kahani tanoi. And these tanoim hold like these tanoi. It's same machlokas, the tanya. Ein roin b'mara b'shabbos. You're not allowed to use a mirror on Shabbos. You're not allowed to look at a mirror. Reb Meir mater b'mara kavua b'kosel. And Reb Meir holds if the mirror is attached to the wall, then you're allowed to look into it. Maishna kavu b'koso. What's the reason why if it's attached to the wall, it's okay. Tadahachi v'hachi midker. Because once you have to take it off the wall, we'll see in 1 second what the problem of looking in the mirror is, right? If you have to take it off the wall, right, you'll remember. Right? So Mara says, Shena kavua non mi'adahachi v'hachi midker. If it's not kavua, right, if once you have to pick up the mirror, right, to look, you'll remember. See what remember. Mara says, the Mara says, no, it's talking about a mirror that's made out of metal, and it's sharp itself. It has sharp edges. Why do they say that a metal mirror you're not allowed to look into? Because you look in the mirror, you'll see you have loose hairs hanging or whatever, right? And you'll use the mirror as a razor to cut them off. Not in the place where it's on your mustache or whatever. Forget about shaving, right? There's nothing to do with that. You'll see you have skin, loose pieces of skin hanging from your face. So you'll cut it off. You'll forget that it's Shabbos. You'll end up cutting it off. You'll be over the Isser of Gozes, Rashi. Shema Yimchok. Okay, we said this already. Yeah, Shema Yimchok min ha'orchim shira. Oh, we just said this already. The class of minyana kosel bedyo. What's an akamina? The Gemara says, if you wrote the names of this list on a wall with ink, And midli sheinu magia l'shal nimchok. It's so high that you won't be able to erase it. Afilu gavoa sheinu magia shom lahatos haner. The Gemara says, what's the difference? You see, if you have a candle that we're afraid that you may come to adjust, even if it's high up, and you can't adjust it, it's still aser. Aser, the oil, the nomuch, aser gavoa nomi, aser shal tachlok. Right? In order to, what's it called? Lo plug. We don't make differences high, how high, or whatever. Once it's aser across the board. Umitasi shen nomuch. The Gemara says, no, the difference is where it's on the wall and it's low. The yochal agishim, so to do a race, we're afraid. But people aren't going to confuse a wall with a star. Laman diomer shema yikra hecha deleka lemechash l'shema yikra lechus l'shema yimchok. Shemar says, why doesn't the one who hold that we're afraid you may come to read a star should also be afraid that you may come to erase it? Why do they argue that we're not afraid that you'll come to erase something? It seems that both things are reasonable. Dechayik b'sakin b'tocha eitz, you engraved it in the wood. B'tavla she'ein nocha limchok, that you can't, it's hard to erase. Engraved, something engraved in wood. So even though it's possible to erase it, you could destroy the thing and erase it, but it's so much bother that we're not afraid that somebody's going to forget himself, and by the time he starts to bring a chisel to do it, he'll remember it's Shabbos. Guda kosos, written on a wall. Tinkas kein lucho shel sochrin. These are wooden tablets. Kama bifnim v'kam v'chutz, esmi v'mi oshi bifnim, b'mokom ha-mechubed, esmi v'mi oshi b'chutz, sheino kol kach slunim. There's a seating list. Also, you can't read from a written thing. Aval lo michtav shal gabi tavlo pinkas, de guda b'shtar lo michle. Aval tavlo pinkas michle. People don't confuse what's written on a wall with a shtar, but they do confuse what's written on a wooden tablet with a shtar. Dichsib michtav ksav shal diyo. It's not engraved, it's written with ink. Elala'olam de kosova kosova midli. It's talking where it's on the wall and it's high up. That's where the nafkamina is. Right. She'eno yochol limchok. You can't erase it. L'shema yikro l'chashinon. And we're not afraid that you'll come to read shtaros. Teguda b'shtar lo michlet. Everybody holds that you won't confuse a wall with a shtar. With the kashiloch dafa gav de midle litzri. L'chora, what's it called? Rabba. That lo plug. That doesn't make a difference if it's high or low. Since if it's low, it's osur. That there's no difference if it's high or not. It's osur across the board. What Rabba says is not, everybody doesn't agree with. There are Tanoim who disagree with Rabba. Rabba said what he said according to only some Tanoim. But he knows that there's a machlokas Tanoim. He just holds like these. But in a Chanami, there is other Tanoim. And therefore, when these Tanoim argue, the one who says that we're not afraid, holds that you don't say lo plug. The ikah the chayish l'shelo tachlok, the isur shabbos, the rabbanon, the ikah the mevnafik. Right? Some hold that you say lo plug by nisur the rabbanon on Shabbos, and some say you don't say lo plug. Leich l'shel shami yimchok, the rav acha kosel davka nokat. The mitasi mali kosel mali aigeres. By the chora, why don't, aren't we afraid that maybe you'll come to erase it? Right? If it's talking where it's low down, then you should be afraid. Ein roin v'mara, mirror. The fisharoa b'mara ain't otzorich el latakin saras ro show is a kono hilka chashinu shemayira nimin hamudalos sheinam shavas msharas sar v'yigolchim. Guy will see that his hair is uneven, and he may come to cut it off, and it'll be over in Isra Shabbos. So you're not allowed to look in the mirror because once you look in the mirror, you get all concerned about how you look, and you may come to fix it up in a way that it'll be over the Isra Shabbos. Or it says adahachi v'hachi sheyelich lahavi tar o misparayim. Right. Once you have to go get something to cut it off, you'll remember it's Shabbos. Things that have to do with what's it called, the gzeiros d'rabban are only things that you could do very easily and forget in a second. Like we're not afraid you're going to make a fire for cooking, but we're afraid if the fire's already there, you'll come to stoke it. But to make a new fire, that we're not afraid. So similarly over here, we're afraid that if you have to go and get something to cut, you're going to remember. By the time you have to go and get a scissors. But if you don't have to get a scissors, you look in the mirror and you take the mirror and you use it to cut off the thing, then we're afraid you'll forget. You won't have to go get a scissor. You'll just take the mirror and you'll cut the thing. So therefore, what's it called? If the mirror is usable, you can just take it and use it. It's not kavua. It's not connected to the wall. Then we're afraid you'll take the mirror and you'll cut off. But if you have to detach it from the wall, then that's like going to get a scissor. By the time you detach it from the wall, you remember it that you're not allowed to do it. Tana Rabbanan. Ksav ha-mahalik tachas ha-tsura v'tachas ha-diyoknios also the cross of Shabbos. You have a picture hanging on the wall, and you have a, what's it called? A caption. Yeah, there's a word for it, though. It's not a caption. Yeah, maybe it's a caption. It's a caption underneath the picture. Okay? So you're not allowed to read. Or you have various portraits or whatever. Diokneos or seating, we're going to discuss what it is. You're not allowed to read also. It's a caption, right? Here's a bust of somebody, and it has his name underneath, and a thing, what's it called, describing who he was. You can't read that. Diokna atzma apichol asa. And you can't even look at a diukna, even b'chol, right? Not only can't you look at the thing underneath on Shabbos, you can't even look at the thing itself on b'chol. Why? Mishum shenemar el chifnu ehalilin. These diukneos, Rashi says, are avodah zorah, are not avodah zorah. Rashi, we'll see, learns that they're not avodah zorah. But el chifnu ehalilin, don't turn towards the elilim, not talmuda, amrevchonin el chifnu el midadchem. Don't look at things that are hevel, barik, that have no purpose to them. Right? Not even if they're not avodah zorah, Rashi learns. Even midatchem, things that have no purpose, astam dvorim shel hevel. Okay, Rashi. Ksav ha-mahalach tachas ha-tzura v'tachas ha-diyuknios. Kigom b'nei odom ha-mitzayrim b'kosol chayus mishunos. People write, what's it called? They draw frescoes on the wall. Right? They draw, what's it called? Murals. What are they called? What? No, it's not graffiti. It's a mural on the wall of different kinds of animals, or diokno shobani adam, or of different people. They depict something, a mural on the wall, and then they write underneath it a caption. Shel nasim kigom mechemes David the Goliath. They wrote a depiction of David and Goliath, and they write underneath, right, the battle of David and Goliath. The kosher tachtecha zutzor eschaya plonis. They write the name of the animal. What's it called? Underneath the picture. The zud diuknis ploniu plonis, or this is the what's it called, the form, if a person's, this is the likeness of so-and-so. Also the gross of a Shabbos, shema yikra b'shtori adyotos. The reason is, because we're afraid that if you let people read these things, they end up reading either documents, or like Tosa says, even letters, okay, that are also. El midatchem, el asher atem osim midas levavchem v'chalol sholachem. Things you do for no real purpose, you just do it because stam you want to do it, right? The emptiness of your heart, elilim lashon chalolim, things that are empty, they're vacuum kind of things that are meaningless. So if we let you read these kind of things, you may come to read shtaros. So there's no purpose to read it. Don't read it. Tosus says that these things are mamash avodah zorah, and the isser is to look at things of avodah zorah. Even though you're not serving it or whatever, stop to look at it as also. Just like you're not to look at a rush, it makes an impression on you. Okay.
What's the
Yisur Shtori Hadiyot? If it's Mekech u'Memker, so it's, what's it called? Mimso Chatzecha. You're not allowed to do things of business. And if the other ones, we said, it's either because of Tiltul Muktzah, stam things that are not, what's it called, and it's no use on Shabbos, and not a Kli, stam letters. What?
These things are not a
Gezerah
to a
Gezerah? No. That was all one thing. So that was because of Mimso Chatzecha, right? They're not allowed to do things on Shabbos, right? That are business things, right? Or you're not allowed to do things on Shabbos that are bichlal, not anything important, because it's what's it called? The chol, not a gzeira to anything. Okay.
Reading the news.
We'll get it. Another Gemara. Okay. There's not a halacha here. Okay. What the Gemara says, the Gemara says. If we have time, we'll go into something else. Okay. In Bonav in Bnei Beso. Okay, this will leave, and we'll see what's here. Maybe this starts an Indian that's continued on Amud Beis. So wait for tomorrow. Okay, let's see what we have over here. Okay, we said already the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas what story had Yotos are and what the reason why they're Osir. The Ritva says if there's a reason to read these letters, even according to Tosas, that story had Yotos or even letters. Can't read letters on Shabbos. That's only letters that you know what it says. But if it's letters that either may have information that maybe you need, important information, pikuach nefesh, or even sarchei rabim, something you need, and you don't know what the letter says, you're allowed to read it on Shabbos. And also, he says, if you'd be upset the whole Shabbos, because you don't know what's in the letter, and you want to read it, then you're allowed to read it because, you shouldn't be upset. It's more of a problem to be upset on Shabbos, right, than to read these things that have no purpose. You have a purpose. You'll get a simcha out of it. Like you said before, you're not allowed to do certain things, run or whatever, but if you get enjoyment out of it, and if you don't do it, you wouldn't enjoy it, that's only Shabbos. So if it's not Shtori Hadyotos of Nekachum Memkar, which is also by itself, it's only also because it's things that have no use on Shabbos, then only Shabbos is also a use of Shabbos. So you're allowed to read them out to only Shabbos. The Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch brings down that there's even those that also to read any books that are not Torah on Shabbos. Also, it's Dvorim Shel Mavakach. What do you need to read on Shabbos? And he brings down a Rashba who says that it's mutter. And the Rashba also says that letters are also mutter. Because even though there's no 100% tzorich on Shabbos, there's no issue of reading it. And they bring down that if Lamaisa, the Ramos says that if it's written in Hebrew, it's mutter. Because even though the thing that's written is no importance, but the language you can learn from. So there's a purpose to read something in Hebrew. It's a mitzvah to learn Hebrew. You can learn the Hebrew from the thing, even though the thing itself is nothing. The Shilas Yavetz learns that even newspapers, as long as they're not business papers, right, are mutter to read, because maybe you have to know something about the news. You may have a tzorech to know what the news is, right? You'll have to use it to protect yourself or whatever. Or just because it's only Shabbos, you enjoy it. It's only Shabbos for you. The whole issue is that there's no purpose on Shabbos. Only Shabbos is also a purpose, right? But if it's, like Rashi says, Shtori Hadyotos is business things, and reading advertisements or business things on Shabbos is also. The Mogen Avram holds that if you're the Balabayas, you can't read from these lists, because maybe you'll erase. But if you're not the Balabayas, you're the Shamus, he has no right to erase anything, right? So then the Shamus, and it's a Dvar Mitzvah, it's a Sudas Mitzvah, both things together, it's mutter for somebody who's not the Balabayas to read from these menus or from the list. And the Shari Tshuva says, even a Sudas Rishus, you're allowed to, to read. Doesn't have to be a Sudas Mitzvah, because it's always a Mitzvah. If you're not the one who's going to erase it, right, then some hold that the only Yisr, we pass on like the one who says, Shema Yimchok, not because of Shtori Hedyotos, and the Mela, if you're not going to erase it, because there's no purpose for you to erase, you're not the one who's the Balabas, you can't change the courses, you're only the Shamas. So someone else who's not the Balabas could read the list, even if it's the Sudas HaRishus. Why? Because it's also a mitzvah. Because if you end up not inviting everybody, you're going to come to what Kamtza Bar Kamtza was, and you're going to cause big tzoris. So therefore, it's important to be able to read the list, or if you don't serve the right courses, also it could be a... Right. I was thinking of Rashi's Mashma, that it's only with a purpose to erase. You have too many guests or whatever, and not enough food, and you have to erase somebody. But if there's no purpose to erase it, you're just doing it to remind yourself. But to erase it, you wouldn't erase any courses. Everything is made, and everybody's invited, and they're all there. So what can you erase? What's the purpose of erasing something? Right? Elamai, you just want to remind yourself what it is. And it could be, there's no way, I don't see anybody who says such a thing, but from the first Rashi, is Mashma like that. Rashi later on is Mashma that, that it's a different reason. Where is the other Rashi? Who I'm going to put inside, who I'm going to put outside, over there is no erasers. It's just to remind you who gets outside, who gets inside. Unless, here also, you'll change your mind. And you decide, this guy I wanted to put inside, but I decided since yesterday that he's sitting outside. Right, so I'm going to take him off the inside list and put him on the outside list. So could be over there also. But if you have all your guests and you have all the courses, there's no purpose to erase. It's just for memory. Maybe that kind of menu is okay. What? Yes or no, but it could be no, because since the Gezeira is Shema Yimchok, it only applies to something that it's shayach to be mochek. In other words, it's shayach to be mochek something up above. It's just that right now it's in a position where you can't get to it. But something in Bechlal has no Shema Yimchol, that's not Lo Plug, that's not part of the Gzeir. Okay. Looking at a mirror, so the Rif and the Rambam hold that the Tanakhama holds also. It's only Osir if it's metal. But a non-metal mirror, nobody holds as Osir. Right? And the Balamor holds that the Tanakhama holds Osir, look in any mirror. Right? Even if it's not metal. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a glass mirror is mutter to look into, no matter where it is, and a metal mirror is also mutter as long as it's not sharp. It doesn't have sharp edges that you could use to cut. If it won't cut, it's a dull metal mirror is also okay. And that's talking about lacha. What? Here, no. Right. The Gemara seems to say that it's also for a man to look in a mirror anytime because it's a maisa isha. The bizman hazeh, men look in mirrors too, and therefore it's not a maisa isha. Men can look in mirrors also. There are some chassidim who don't look in mirrors. That the Satmar Rebbe, the old Satmar Rebbe, they found he had mirrors in his house. His chassidim came and broke the mirrors. They decided they know better for what's okay for the Rebbe or not. All these things where it says you're not allowed to look, the Magen Avraham says it doesn't mean you can't just glance at it. Right? These diuknios, either Avodah Zorah or whatever. You're not allowed to gaze at it, not just, look at it peripherally. Rio over here means istaklus. And Rashi learns that it's talking about even not Avodah Zorah, midatchem hevel bitlzman, and Tosus says it's talking Dafka about Avodah Zorah, and so the Rosh says the same thing. And the Birkei Yosef says, if you're not even allowed to look at an Avodah Zorah, you're surely not allowed to go into a church. So from here, you know that you can't go into churches or whatever, because also to look even at Avodah Zorah. And therefore, to go on a tiyul, right, and go into these churches that are still used as churches, not just museums or whatever, Mastama is also.
Is there a difference between a Catholic and a Protestant church?
No. Well, it could be that, that's not about the Protestants, not about the Zora. Ramosha says, you trade in stamps. There's stamps with crosses on them. The cross is not about the Zora. They don't worship the cross. The cross is only a simon. And since it's only made Lenoy, that's not called about the Zora, and you're allowed to look at these stamps or whatever. Right? That's not called about the Zora, he says.